No matter where you come from and what you do, you always have the chance to change, make something new, believe in yourself, and you can make it happen. Like we see now, we have 10 dog sport in Latin America, and we had a dream that we go to a podium and win some medals, not even a gold. We did. Yeah. And I'm very proud that my Padawan, I call him, my student from my club in Chile, won the gold medal in the junior and the silver medal in the junior scooter. So everything is possible.
There you
Yeah.
go. All
Never,
right.
never give up.
Nobody covers dog sledding like Mushing from First Paw Media. Our team of athletes, volunteers, race organizers, and mushers like Robert and Michelle Forteau brings you closer to this sport. If it's happening, we are there. Live from the qualifying races in January and February, the Iditarod in March, and in the summer, Mushing takes you on the road with our team and trail tour. We connect you with a history of this sport, in-depth interviews with the top mushers, and great storytelling and breaking news all year long. Follow on mushing.com.
So my name is Konrad Jakob. So that spells Kilo Oscar November Romeo Alpha Delta Juliet Alpha Kilo Oscar Bravo. I'm originally from Germany and I live now in Chile in South America. I was born 1971. I was raised in Germany. I did not have any dogs with my parents because they didn't want to do this. And then I joined the military. I was an Air Force pilot for 15 years, where I also had no chance to run dogs because, well, you're always somewhere and you can't just give a friend six, eight dogs and say, train them for me. I'll be back in 4 months. So I had quite a long time before I got my first dogs. Then I got an assignment in the US as a flight instructor for the Air Force. And I was living here 4 years in the US, and there I started right away to get me dogs because as a flight instructor, squadron commander, you don't go anywhere anymore. Yeah, and then I decided also to quit the Air Force. I used to be a professional soldier, but I said, no, this is not forever. So I quit this and I went down to South America. I was looking in Chile for property because I knew Chile and South America from high altitude mountaineering, which I did in the past. And so I love Chile a lot because a lot of untouched nature, beautiful nature. But Chile already is a country that is developed and it's on the brink, let's say. Yeah. I mean, Europe, North America, you have everything. Everything is existing. You get everything. And it's just, yeah, something else you do, someone else.
Okay.
And there you, it's something new and you can go out there and make something absolutely new for the country, and also, yeah, gives you opportunities to create.
All
And I like
right.
this.
Let me ask you a few
Yeah, go
questions.
ahead.
So before we started recording, you said you were in Mushing Magazine back in 2012 or so
Yeah,
about tour
roughly.
business. So tell us a little bit how you got involved with sled dogs.
Yes.
What was the history behind that?
Well, first of all, the history behind it was the love of the dog, of the appearance. As a kid, I like to read books about Jack London and so. And so there was always a little bit this myth and fascination about this lifestyle, the dog itself, and so on. And so, yeah, I was always fascinated by the dogs. And so, yeah, I bought me a dog and then, yeah, meet another dog and another dog. You know how it is. And then suddenly you have a lot bunch of dogs. Yeah. And then, I had then the idea to make this my life. And so I started to buy dogs, breed dogs, and so on. And then I, yeah, pretty quickly had a couple of dogs. And then I started to do tours. In 2006, I moved to Chile. In 2008, I did my first tours with tourists. Yeah, in 2009, I organized the first Andes crossing from Chile to Argentina. So was an 8-day expedition over the Andes going over there. There's a bunch of people from different countries. Yeah, and then I contacted the Mushing magazine at that time. They wanted to write an article about this because it was pretty unique. Crossing the Andes for the first time, and it's a unique adventure. And in the past, you had those touring issues, or how do you call it, the touring edition once a year, where you
Oh,
introduce some
in the
touring,
magazine,
in the
yep.
magazine, you introduce some touring kennels
Yep.
worldwide. And I was in there. It was a nice 3-page article or something. I liked it a lot, yeah.
So, what is the impression of dog mushing in Chile then and now? What does the public understand about the sport or the lifestyle?
I would say in Chile, we are still very far away that people understand that.
Okay.
It's a niche sport. You have a couple of people that are doing it. I also would say that our level of competitors is pretty good and pretty high. We are not a big community, but our quality is good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And we're here at the championship. We did not start that at the start of the episode. What is your role here? What are you doing here?
I'm in the IFSS Council and responsible for Latin America. So I'm here with the council because we had a council meeting and discussing stuff here before the race, which we do once a year in person. Then I'm also planning. I was planned to be here as a competitor also. I wanted to run, but I hurt myself. So I had to skip that part of the competition, unfortunately. And yeah.
And then here you are,
and here I am,
cheering on the countries.
Cheering the countries, helping, of course, with the IFSS, helping with the organization, doing everything that's necessary, being in the race office, being in the finish and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah. I was here last year for the Continental Championship when they had U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
Yes.
And about 200 people yes. were here. Beautiful. And it's my understanding they're going to do a Intercontinental next year in Mexico.
That's right.
Do you know anything about that? Can you give us a teaser?
Yes, definitely. I can give you a teaser because I'm the one responsible for that. I'm organizing the Latin American Championships. The first one was 2022 in Chile. Then we had the second one, 2024. It's also biennial in Argentina. And now we will have the third one in 2026 in Mexico, in close to Meca, Bosque Esmeralda. And I had the idea, why not make it a Pan American Championship? Because it's a beautiful event and we could have North America and Latin America together in one location and sharing the same trails, sharing the same experiences, but make it a different award ceremony also, that we have a North American champion and a Latin American champion. So this is the idea. I don't want to reduce the championship titles. I just want to have them compete together. And we might also, I still have to negotiate there with the organizers, for an unofficial Pan American title so that the fastest on the trail gets, you're the fastest Pan American.
I'm looking forward to going down there.
Hopefully, you should. It's a beautiful country.
Covering it for the magazine and for our podcast and all of that. It'll be in November 2026.
Yes.
So the athletes that are here now from Latin America, we have Chile, Argentina, Colombia. Who are these folks? How did they, do you know much about them? Not necessarily one by one, but do you know sort of the federation from that part of the world?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's always very important and I'm still able to do it that I know those people. This is, for me, important that I have a lot of contact with the presidents and the commissions of the individual national federations. We do once a month or every 2 months, depending on the needs, sometimes even more often. We have an online meeting. We get together. We talk about things, how to develop and stuff like this. And I always, help them, whatever is needed. And put them in the right direction. I don't know. I should not say that. And so...
coach them. You coach them away.
I coach them. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, okay.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And, so I know a lot of people and I think they have a great spirit and they're very motivated. They're proud what they're doing. And the development we had down there in the last 10 years, I mean... The first time a Latin American country participated in a World Championships was 2015 in Bristol in Canada. And now here we are 10 years later. We have 5 Latin American countries here. We won the first podiums ever in a World Championships. And not just one, we won quite a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud, very happy because this was my goal. And they delivered.
They did deliver.
Good guys.
So fun seeing all the different flags and countries
yes.
for sure, and playing the national anthems of everybody.
Yeah.
A couple of questions before our final questions is you said you did not race in this event, but tell us a little bit about what you typically run, what classes, and a little bit about your dogs. What kind of dogs do you have?
Yeah, at home I have dogs. I have 10 racing dogs, hounds, Eurohounds, very nice dogs. Of course, from lines coming from Europe. I have then my touring dogs, which are Siberian Alaskan Huskies, because people want to see classic dogs, and it's also easier to handle if you're out there on the trail than those fast, crazy ones. And, the racing dogs are for me.
What classes do you
run? Classes, yes. Classes. I do basically everything, I have to say. I like to run canicross. I do biking. I do scootering with one or two dogs. I run the rig with four dogs. I don't do bigger teams. And in winter, I do sledding.
Sledding.
I don't do skiing, but skiing, but I do sledding.
All right.
And whatever it is, I go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. So to finish up here, my first question is, what is one piece of gear you always have with you other than a cell phone? What is something you always carry? Whether it be sunglasses, a Leatherman, headphones, what do you always have?
I always have a head torch with me.
A head torch,
no
okay.
matter where I go. If I fly with a plane on vacation in the Caribbean, I have a head torch with me.
As they say here in the U.S., EDC, everyday carry gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Next one, favorite music, artist or song?
Yes.
Who is your favorite?
I have a German band. It's called the Toten Hosen.
Okay.
Yeah. English translate to dead pants.
Dead pants?
Dead pants. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And, yeah.
What kind of music is that?
It's punk rock.
Punk rock.
Yes. Okay. I like a lot. But my favorite songs is from Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
Oh, that's a good one. Nobody's ever said that one before.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Last question here is, what is a takeaway to our listeners? What would you like to leave with? Maybe an inspiration, a piece of advice for mushers? Yeah.
Yeah. So no matter, in my opinion, no matter where you come from and what you do, you always have the chance to change, make something new, believe in yourself, and you can make it happen. Like we see now, you have 10 years, let's say dog sport in Latin America. And we had a dream that we go to a podium and win some medals, not even a gold. We did. And I'm very proud that my Padawan, I call him, my student from my club in Chile won the gold medal in the junior and the silver medal in the junior scooter. Everything is possible. Never,
right.
Never give up.
And are you on social media? And if so, where?
Yes, I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram on Aurora Austral Husky and also on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll try to link to those. A pleasure having you on the show. I look forward to seeing you in Mexico.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
All
you.
Right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mushing Podcast here at the Dryland Championships in Minocqua, Wisconsin. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Are you a fan of the great outdoors? Do you enjoy the thrill of speed and adventure? Then listen up. Introducing Mushing, your ultimate guide to the exciting world of dog-powered sports and mushing. Whether you're a seasoned musher or just starting out, Mushing has got you covered. Get ready to immerse yourself in captivating stories of incredible sled dog races, expert training tips from seasoned professionals, and gear reviews to help you make the right choices for your team. From the breathtaking landscapes of Alaska to the snowy trails of Scandinavia, Mushing takes you on a thrilling journey through the world of dog-powered sports. Don't miss out on the latest issue, packed with exclusive interviews with top mushers, in-depth articles on sled dog nutrition, and stunning photography that will transport you to the heart of the action. So whether you're dreaming of competing in the Iditarod or simply want to learn more about this incredible sport, Mushing is your go-to resource. And get ready to unleash your passion for mushing at our website at mushing.com. Find us on your favorite podcast platform, Mushing, where the spirit of adventure meets the power of the pack.